You've got to open up your mouth and tell the day how it's going to go. And as you move about in the day, if things are happening that you did not decree, you've got to speak to that thing and say, wait a minute, I didn't decree this.
Hello, and welcome to the God Wants Me Whole, the Gathering of Hearts podcast, right here on the Hope Line Media podcast channel. I am Regina Banks, your GPS to wholeness, aka the Heart Gatherer. And on this week's episode, we will be talking about enjoy the blessing of living. Enjoy the blessing of living. You know, on the last episode, we talked about having a stress-free 2023. And so we've got to continue to enjoy life, enjoy this blessing of living that we have. And so I just want to share with you one good nugget to make sure that you enjoy the blessing of living. And it's this: you have to know that you have the power to determine your day. You have the power to determine your day. Job 22:28, the easy reading version says this: if you decide to do something, it will be successful and your future will be very bright. The King James version, the way that we know it mostly, thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established upon thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. God's favor shall shine upon you. And so we've got to know this, that when we wake up in the morning, when we open up our eyes, as we're still laying down in our bed, when we open up our eyes, give God thanks, we've got to then begin to decree a thing. It says decree a thing and it shall be established in the earth. What is a decree? It's an official order issued by a legal authority. Who is the legal authority? It's God. And so when you decree a thing, it's established in the earth. And so you want to wake up in the morning decreeing how your day is going to go. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You're decreeing that this is going to be a good day. So you begin to continue on. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Everything my hands touch is blessed. You begin to decree how your day is going to go before you even put one step on the floor. As you open up your eyes and thank God for allowing you to see another day, you now open up your mouth and decree how your day is going to go. Falling blessings will be falling all around me. Today is going to be a day of wholeness for me. Today is already spec wow amazing. See, you've got to open up your mouth and tell the day how it's going to go. And as you move about in the day, if things are happening that you did not decree, you've got to speak to that thing and say, wait a minute, I didn't decree this. I decree that today is a spec wow amazing day. See, when you send your word out, your word has to obey you. And so you get to determine the type of day that you have. Think about the woman with the issue of blood. She heard that Jesus was coming through. Remember, she had been sick for years. She had spent all her living on physicians and she never got any better. In fact, she got worse. But she made a decree. She said that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. She decreed a thing and she had what she said. Listen, it says this, that God knew that someone had touched him because all virtue had left him, that he turned around to the disciples and he said, who touched me? You know, the disciples were like, who touched you? Do you see all these people out here, Jesus? We don't know who touched you. But it says he turned and he looked her way and he said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. What is whole? Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. So what does that mean? Not only did she get healed, she got her money back. She got her reputation back, because back then in those days, if you were sick, you were ostracized. You had to stay away from everybody. You wore sick clothing, so they know you were a leper. They knew what it was that you were dealing with. But it says that she was made whole. Get this. She was made whole all from decreeing a thing. She made a decision. She was sick and tired of being sick and tired. She heard that Jesus was coming through and she decreed, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And my friend, that is what happened. She was made whole. She got her wholeness all from decreeing a thing. That's not enough for you? What about the prodigal son? Because you know, all of us have had prodigal moments. It says, you know, he went out there, he wanted his inheritance. He was living his life. And then he realized, I really don't have any friends, because after he spent all his money, he had nothing. It says that he was living like in a pig's pen. He came to himself. He was like, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be living like this. I'm supposed to be living the abundant life. You know, the life that Jesus came, that you might have life and have life more abundantly. He says, even at home, the servants live better than this. He said, I think myself happy. I think I'm going to go back home. I think I'm going to tell my dad I need to come back home. And even if my dad says that I have to be a servant, I'm going to live better than this. But get this, the word then says that when he returned home, it says that the father was waiting for him, that he was looking out on the horizon, and he got excited, and that he told his staff, he said, my son is coming. He said, prepare a party, get the fatted calf, get the robe, get the ring. We get ready to have a celebration. And my friend, I'm telling you, the same thing happens for you. When you decree a thing, it is established in the earth. When you make a decision that I'm no longer going to live like this, that I want to live the way God would have me to live, God begins to plan a party, because he says, my son is coming home, my daughter is coming home. And this all happens when you begin to decree a thing. When you decree a thing, it is established in the earth. So I need you to switch your brain. I need you to change the narrative of what you've been saying, and you begin to decree God's word over your life. Wake up, give him thanks, and then begin to decree how your day is going to go. Hey, listen, that's the episode for today. Enjoy the blessing of living. Use the tools that God has given you. You have a mouth that can speak life over your situation. So I want you to do that. Enjoy the blessing of living. Hey, listen, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, if you don't follow us on social media platforms, you need to do that. Follow me on social media platforms, God Wants Me Whole. Visit the website, GodWantsMeWhole.org. You know how we do this thing. Come on, let's say it together. Say, God wants me whole, and I am getting whole by the minute. Again, I'm Regina Banks, your GPS to wholeness, aka the heart gatherer. I love you guys a bunch. Have a speckwell amazing day. Go out there and receive the falling blessings that are falling all around you, and come back and join me on the next episode right here on the Hope Line Media podcast channel. I'll see you next episode.